This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Odd to be a Democrat right now, watching your world cave in on you. And you, but you got to put up a brave face, right? You got to make people believe that things are going well for you. I discussed in the first hour of the broadcast how the Democrats are losing it. How you got to educate leftists because they don't even understand. You got to understand how twisted their logic is. When they're losing, they think they're winning. When they're winning, they pretend they're losing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's a crazy world these Democrats live in. Crazy. I talked to you guys about the only way you make somebody understand something that you want to get across is you must stick to your guns. You must make them understand that you are not going to back down with your beliefs. Jerry Brown said this: the weakness of the Republican Party has let the Democrat Party... He has let the Democratic Party, I think, go get further out than I think the majority of people want. This is Moonbeam Jerry Brown, governor, former governor of California, soon to be, who's saying the Democrats are way too far gone. You can't reel them back in. And you know what did it? Weakness. Let me just tell you folks, I'm going to give you the secret to the universe. God says, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth. He didn't say the weak shall inherit the earth. You can be meek and be a bad butt. You know what I'm saying? You can be, I'll put it to you this way. I don't want to use myself. I'll just say this. Just because you see somebody that acts very docile and you know, is sort of a, okay, no problem. I got no beef with you. Doesn't mean they won't get in your butt. I have a friend I talk about him periodically on the program. His name is Robert. I won't say his last name. Robert looks like an accountant. I mean, a nerdy white boy. Robert will absolutely destroy you if you bother him. He would destroy 99.99% of the people in the world if they attacked him in any way. But you never look at him and know, and you never guess it from his personality. Now, I know a lot of people like Robert. The meek shall inherit the earth, not the weak. And what Jerry Brown is telling you is that the weakness of the Republican Party has a group of people like the Democrats saying, let's abolish ICE. Let's provide Medicare for all because health care is a right. Let me tell you something. Healthcare is no more right than Ferrari care. They want a minimum wage for you to get no matter what you do. Doesn't matter how good you perform. If you have a job, there should be a livable wage. Excuse me. Free college, because we all need some of that great learning that they have over in universities. My gosh. They want to get rid of ICE. Let me give you some stats. Public safety issue of the border, October 17th through July 2018. These are statistics from these are government stats. They seized 6,423 pounds of cocaine, 532 pounds of heroin, 439,531 pounds of marijuana, 10,382 pounds of methamphetamine, and 332 pounds of fentanyl. Now, that doesn't include all of the other things that we've been talking about, like the criminals and the sex trafficking and that's drugs, but not the drug traffickers, the gangbangers, and so on and so forth. Well, what does the left want to do? They want to get rid of ICE. They want to get rid of the law enforcement agency that's trying to keep these drugs off the street. Now, look, I get it. I'm not going to get into the argument of should we have drugs, shouldn't we have drugs, or whatever, because I've told you guys before, I don't give a crap what you want to put in your bodies. But when it becomes a public nuisance or a public health issue, then we have to look at it, like fentanyl, because that's being added to drugs is what I'm told. I don't know much about drugs, but it's being added to drugs. So we got to take a look at it. But I just want you to understand how crazy the left is in the sense of let's get rid of ICE. And I just gave you some statistics. That's just at the border. That's not total. That's not all the drugs that, I mean, can you imagine this is what gets stopped? Can you imagine what gets in? If you stop 6,423 pounds of cocaine, that's a good night in Hollywood. So what got through? If you stop 532 pounds of heroin, how much got through? 439,531 pounds of marijuana. Wow. I can't even imagine the tonnage that made it. Is it difficult to get pot or is it easier? That one will go down, by the way. Might want to look into some marijuana stocks. Oh, my goodness. Here was an interesting little tidbit that I read on a tweet. It remains unclear what motivated the gunman who opened fire at a Christmas market in Strasbourg, official says, as the police continue the intensive search for the attacker. Now, that was the New York Times. And right below their tweet, they have an article from the New York Times that says that gives you the reason for why the gunman attacked. Now, I'm going to leave it to you to make a determination of what do you think is the reason that a gunman would attack a market in Christman in Strasbourg. And who do you think was the attacker? You think it was some Catholic nun? What? Oh, man. Leftists are crazy, and we allow it. See, I don't blame them. We allow it. The weakness of conservatives, the weakness of Republicans, not willing to stand up and tell people no. And to debate your issues. I hope you guys will go look at my MAGA hat when I was out and I was in Phoenix in the MAGA hat and I was yelling "Go Trump" at an anti-Trump rally. And the reason why I did it is because I wanted people to understand. I will tell you what my politics are publicly. When are we going to get to this phase? When are you going to finally profess that you are a Trump supporter, that you couldn't stand Obama? That you fully support the policies of Donald Trump, whether you like the man or not. When are you going to get to this point? Because we need to get there. And we need to get there quickly. Cecil Richards, former leader of Planned Parenthood, tells women it's time to start bragging about their abortions. Let me give you a little tidbit. When a woman brags about her abortion, you tell her, Hey, thanks for disproportionately killing more blacks than any other group of people. Congratulations. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, my producers got me the text of what that Obama clip about hope was. And here's what he says. Hope is never a willful ignorance to the harshness and cruelties that so many suffer, or the enormous challenges that we face in mounting progress in the imperfect world. And hope is certainly not the smug complacency of those who won life's lottery and think it's all because of their intelligence or charm, get this, or hard work on their own. Rather, hope is the insistence that no matter how tough our circumstances, there are better days ahead, that the crooked road can be made straight, that out of the ashes a phoenix can rise, that if we persist despite all of our individual failings and all of our inadequacies, together we can overcome. Together we can do better. A belief in goodness and human ingenuity, and maybe most of all, our ability to connect with each other and see each other in ourselves. And then we summon our best selves, and maybe we can inspire others to do the same. It was funny. I'm watching Obama say this. It wasn't inspiring at all.
I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this. If you listen to an Obama speech, if you listen to it correctly with the right ears on, don't have a firearm near you. You'll want to put it in your mouth and pull the trigger. He is not inspiring. Obama makes you think of yourself as little. Hope is never a willful ignorance to the harshness and cruelties that so many suffer. That's life. You know what America does? America limits the amount of harshness and cruelty that's in the world. That's what we do. That's God's charter to us, is to limit that. If you're born in the United States, you have a much better chance of not suffering the harshness and the cruelties of the rest of the world. You don't run into the woods and lose an arm, for the most part. I mean, don't misunderstand me. We got bad people here. We got leftists. Oh, yeah. We have them. Don't misunderstand me. But in the rest of the world, they have the cruelest people of all. They got people that chop heads off, that will rape women and children, that will raise entire villages. But what do the John Kerrys of the world say about us? Our military are baby killers. Conservatives, you're the worst people on the planet. That's not true. You're the best people on the planet. You're the reason that America hasn't become a third world crap hole. Here's Obama talking about hope. And I love that part where he says, and hope is certainly not the smug complacency of those who won life's lottery and think it's all because of their intelligence or charm or hard work on their own. Yeah, how did you get ahead? Did it require intelligence or did you just get lucky? Did it require a level of charm, maybe even tact? Here's what I can tell you. If you get ahead, it requires hard work. Barack Obama wants you to believe no matter how much hard work you did, no matter how much charm you may have, and no matter how much intelligence you have, you were born into a lotto. And the lottery is, were you born a white male? Okay, you won the lottery. Because if you were born a female, if you were born a minority, if you were born a Muslim, you know, into a particular religion, you lose the lotto. Because Lord knows women can't be successful. Blacks and Latinos and Asians and whatever cannot be successful. Are you kidding me? It's amazing, man. And then he wants to believe that progressives, as they call themselves, are the only ones who believe in the goodness of people. Look, I read this. He was saying it, but I read it. I was like, I don't even know this. I talked earlier about it. I hit the lotto. I may not have hit it financially. My family certainly wasn't wealthy, but I never, ever thought of myself as poor. I knew we were, but it didn't hit me. It didn't matter to me because, man, I had so many other riches. But for Barack Obama, I lost the lottery. And this is what they teach. I want you to understand, this is what leftists teach. They go out and they tell school kids that you've lost the lotto. How you gonna make it, little black kid, unless I help you? And then, I love this, that if we persist despite all of our individual failings and all of our inadequacies, let me tell you something. I understand I fail. I understand I'm inadequate in many ways. But you know what? I'm so adequate in so many other ways, I don't give a crap about what I'm not good at. We were talking with some friends the other day at a baseball game. I was like, man, I suck at this, but I don't care about it. They want you to understand you have lots of bad, you know, you're a failure and you're inadequate. I tell my son, I've told all my sons, be happy you fail. Be happy. I was talking about art with one of my friends the other day. I said, my youngest son had a buddy who was like 5 years old. My son was 2 years older than his buddy. And this kid, I forget his name, cute little kid, this kid could draw. And my son came home, he goes, Dad, he goes, whatever, Marcus is just such an amazing artist. And they were at a play date, a birthday party. And my son goes over to see him, and there's Marcus's art. And I'm like, wow, this kid really is talented. So when I took my kid home that day, I said, so here, son, this is a great lesson in life. I go, Marcus couldn't, he's never going to be a good athlete. I mean, he's a stubby little dude, you know, that couldn't walk over his feet. And he's wasn't going to be more than 5 feet tall. I mean, so unless there's a sport for 5 feet big kids, he's not going to do it. But I go, but he's an amazing artist. I said, so, and if you're going through school and there's an art track for you to go in, you stay away. Marcus is going to go in there. He's always going to be a better artist than you. And I told my son point blank, this kid has a brain that is artistic and you don't. Now, you can learn to draw. You can learn art, but he's going to know it naturally. He's always going to be better. But here's the thing. You're going to be better at so many other things. So this is a great lesson for you to understand that Marcus, you can see his calling right now. He's going to go down that track, and you're going to go down a different track, and you learned it. The sooner you learn what you're not good at, the better. But don't look at it as, he's so good at art, and I'm so bad, I stink at art. You stink at art because God programmed you to go do something different. That's why you stink at art. You get what I'm saying? And he got it. It was such a great lesson for a kid to get early on that, yeah, I'm not going to be good at certain things. No problem. And to see it right in his face. And, oh, by the way, to have his dad explain it to him so that he didn't feel inadequate. So he was like, okay, well, there you go. I mean, look, he's not going to play center for the Lakers. None of my kids would. It's okay. That's not your role in life. Now, I wanted to revisit this. I didn't think we would spend the entire segment on it. But, you know, it is what it is. But I want you to understand that that's the way the left is. They want you to feel bad about what you can't do well. They don't want you to pursue what you can be great at. And that's the difference in the mentalities between us and them. And you got to change it. You have to say, I don't care. I stink at that. I'm so good at this. Rewire them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former FBI Director James Comey is back on Capitol Hill testifying
Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina tells Fox News he's looking to see if the former FBI director lied to the committee.
He seemed to indicate the other day that he wasn't aware of that until he read reports long after he was gone. I find that very hard to substantiate based on other evidence.
The Senate is receiving two new reports outlining the sweeping scale and scope of Russian efforts to influence 2016 presidential election. The independent reports were put together for the Senate Intelligence Committee and say the goal was to boost support for Trump while distracting and confusing Democrats. Just months after filing for bankruptcy, Sears is paying more than $25 million in bonuses to its top-level executives and high-ranking employees. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
William Campbell spoke to the Little Rock, Arkansas FBI field office recently, and he delivered that information. And now we know there's other whistleblowers coming forward. So something is shifting, something is happening, and Hillary Clinton and the foundation are being investigated. We'll just have to wait and see what they find.
I know everybody's frustrated because this has only been a one-sided investigation. So it's all been things Trump. But, and I think you all will confirm with me, is that my sources tell me all of this is coming out. From the dossier, to FISA abuse, to the Uranium One deal. All agree?
Hope you're right.
I agree. Lots of sealed indictments, Sean. Lots of sealed indictments.
I have very good sources. I really do. And you guys do too. Great work, all three.
I like how Hannity kind of put that, like, it's coming. And it is coming. Wait and see, people. KJRadio.com. The KJ stands for Kevin Jackson. That's who I am. Glad you guys are here. And sometimes I do this show and I feel like, you know, it's repetitive. But it's kind of like the gospel. You know, you can hear it over and over and over, but it's never too much. Because our lives are so intertwined in spirituality and probably some belief in a higher power if you're like me. And so, you know, there's never enough of somebody telling you that you're doing things the right way, that you are great people, and that good conquers evil. That's the way it works, period. And you're watching it play out. I know, guys, it's tough to watch day after day and say to yourselves, this is logical. Why doesn't it work this way? Logic has gone out the window. It's been gone for decades. So stop thinking of things the way you're used to thinking of them. And just for the record, while we're on the subject, you make your way. You know, I touched on weakness earlier in this particular hour of the broadcast. Weakness invites many bad things. And I said earlier, God said, the meek shall inherit the earth. He didn't say the weak. There's nothing wrong with you showing, you know, submission to others that you're more powerful over and that sort of a thing. You know, that's saying, you know, look, I have the power. I choose not to exercise it. You know, I can be benevolent, knowing what I know. It's like if you're smarter than somebody and they say something stupid and you just kind of go, okay, you know, live and learn. But we've been dealing with this for so long with people that it's not like they're stupid and it's not, and it's unmalicious. They're maliciously stupid. I'm talking about leftists. I look at Robert Mueller. Consider, folks, and I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, an admitted Russian spy, a lady named Marina Butina, has no connection to Donald Trump. But Robert Inspector Clouseau Mueller can find Russian spies in the woodwork. Except where there is a Russian spy. Talk about delicious irony. Maria Butina, an admitted Russian spy, who performed her tradecraft right under the watchful eye of Robert Mueller. Yet, she's got no connection to Donald Trump. I mean, Mueller has to be the Sergeant Schultz of Hogan Heroes fame more than he is Clouseau. As he declares, I see no sink. I mean, talk about unable to see the obvious. It's practically, I mean, I don't get it. It's laughable. Here's what AP said. Court documents detail how Butina saw the Republican Party as prime for Russian influence. Courted conservatives through networking and contacts with the NRA, that's the National Rifle Association. She posed for photos with prominent Republicans, including former presidential candidates, and snagged a picture with Donald Trump Jr. at a 2016 NRA dinner. So, not only could Mueller not get the rascally Republicans, but he couldn't get the NRA. I mean, we talk about what would have been an amazing win for the Democrats. And I love the part about the Republicans being, quote, prime for Russian influence. That's what AP wrote. Now, think about that. The Republicans were prime for Russian influence, but not a single Republican has gone down. But when it comes to the Russians, the same can't be said for the Democrats. I'm telling you, they're going down. What about Obama peddling his influence in his hot mic moment? But Mueller sees no conflict of Barack Obama speaking with then-Russian President Medvedev. Now, what about the obvious connections to Uranium One? Where Bill Clinton spoke for a cool, what, $1 million? Clinton Foundation got $140+ million from the Russians, but Mueller can't find any Russians there. And then what about that Manafort-esque deal between the Russians and the Podestas that Mueller can't seem to get on his radar screen? They got, I think the number I got was, what, $19, $20 million? I think I understand how he overlooked Butina, because he was too busy doing his primary work of being a fixer for the Democrats, protecting the Clintons, protecting these Democrats at all cost. This is what these people do. And they want to pass themselves off as, oh yeah, Mueller, he's so good in D.C. Everybody loves him. He's such a straight-laced guy. As part of her deal, Butina pleaded guilty to a single charge of conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent, and she agreed to cooperate with investigators. Now, I love this part. The case is separate from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Here's what's funny about that statement. This is the closest that they've actually come to Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Think of the irony. Here's Mueller. He's out there convicting Swedish, you know, I mean, man. I'll get back to that. They say, prosecutors say that it is very likely she will be deported after her sentence is completed and the charge carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Though the defense noted that federal sentencing guidelines recommend no time to 6 months. She's been jailed since her arrest in July. According to her plea agreement, Butina was directed by Torshin, a former longtime member of the Russian parliament who until recently was an official in Russia's central bank. He's now under sanction by the Treasury Department for his ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
So I tried to put this into perspective and ask, you know, if the Russians targeted the Republicans, why is there absolutely no connection between this Russian spy and the ultimate winner of the election? This is, like I said, this is as close as you get. We finally have a Russian, you know, connection. She's got a very Russian name, Butina. She's got connections to the Kremlin, connections to Putin, whatever. It's got all the elements. The beautiful spy taking a picture with Trump Jr. Now, Mueller, he was focused on some meeting with Trump Jr. that was set with the Russians early on to get the dirt on Hillary Clinton's campaign. And he's got a picture of Don Jr. with a Russian spy, and he says not a word. He says to the federal guys in New York, you take that. That's more closely related to something else. I'm chasing Russian collusion in the 2016 election. I don't need a Russian spy in my little saga. I find it incredible. Not a peep. Leftists have their admitted spy. New investigations? New allegations? Anything? Nope. Nit. And that's because it's very simple. There is no Russian connection with Trump, even when a Russian spy is targeting Republicans. I don't know how much you can put a wrapper on this. Republicans, are you awake? Are you hearing this message? There's nothing. If we had a real media, they would be asking the obvious questions about Russians who have no connection to Trump. Because asking that connection would lead to the obvious conclusion about this farce known as the Russian investigation. Mr. Mueller, excuse me, sir. I'm holding a press conference, Mr. Mueller. If you've got a Russian spy who was targeting the Republicans, why is there no mention of her in any of this nonsense or any of this investigation that you have of Trump? That's as good as it gets.
Well, we're still looking into the allegations surrounding Donald Trump's tax returns, and we'll get back with you shortly.
I mean, this is, it's so, if it weren't so ridiculous, you'd think it was I would think this is a Saturday Night Live skit. Seriously. Or one of these stupid, like I said, Inspector Clouseau movies where
we have the Russian spy. I'm not looking for Russian spies. Has anyone seen the Russian spy?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Now, the last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened it up very quickly. And
20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
20 times, Chuck. You have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wool. None of us have
you
said.
You want to know something?
You've said
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to put that
you
on my
You said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. if we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle
Good.
Of shutting down. And I'm going to shut it down for border
security. But we
security.
Believe you shouldn't okay. shut it down.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That is my one of my favorite comments. That... I mean, I know it's old news at this point, but it's going to come back. But you know what happens when it comes back? It comes back and Donald Trump is going to say, I said it. He will take full credit. It's not going to be blame. He's saying, I'm willing to do it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. See, that's the difference between a leader and followers. Let me let you hear Chuck and Nancy post, this event. They came right out of the White House, and here's the press conference they had.
Go ahead. Now, we're just going to take questions on this subject only.
Madam Speaker, given what we saw in there, the bickering, the back and forth, what does this say about your ability to work with this president over the next 2 years?
Well, I told the president, as I've said over and over again, this new Congress will be something different from the Congress we have now. It will be a Congress of transparency so that the American people can see, not passing a tax bill with $7 trillion impact on the economy in the dark of night, speed of light, so nobody can see what it is without hearings or any expert opinions on it. So it will be about transparency. It will be about reaching out, extending the hand of friendship to work in a bipartisan way to find common ground where we can, stand our ground, as Thomas Jefferson said, like a rock, where we can't, and about honoring the guidance of our founders, E. Florey Basunum, from any one. We didn't come here to divide, we came here to unify. And we extend that hand of friendship to him, which he seemed to like that course of action. If he does not accept that hand of friendship, we still will be who we are, dignified, respectful of the institution that we represent in the Congress, and honoring the vision of our founders. Well, I thought it was unfortunate. I will just say this. You want to know if it was more productive behind the scenes. I hear some of the reporters saying, Fox reporters saying, why did we not want transparency in this discussion? We didn't want to contradict the president when he was putting forth figures that had no reality to them, no basis in fact. We have to, if we're going to proceed in all of this, have evidence-based, factual, truthful information about what works and what doesn't. I didn't want to, in front of those people, say, you don't know what you're talking about.
Welcome back. Do you really think that's what Nancy and Chuck were concerned about? How people were going to perceive the president in the event? How ridiculous. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I love this. Look, I know it's old news. It's old news for you. It's old news for all of us. But let me tell you, there are many things to be gleaned out of this. Now, here's what I want you to think about. Nancy Pelosi talking about transparency. This is the woman that says, you got to pass the bill to see what's in the bill. And she wants to criticize a tax bill that gets passed, as she says, in the dark of night at the speed of light. And oh, by the way, a tax bill that revolutionized the way our economy was going to work. Because remember, the previous El Jefe, Baby Black Jesus, said the new norm was a 2% GDP. The new norm was loss of manufacturing jobs, and he happily obliged, losing 192,000 manufacturing jobs during his 8 years. 19,000 the last year, just for good measure, because that was the new norm. And Donald Trump has brought back over 400,000 manufacturing jobs because of, anybody, the tax cut. So Trump told you exactly what he was going to do. He did it, and it worked. No constitutional crisis. No need to go to the Supreme Court. Barack Obama
told you exactly what he was going to do. It practically cratered the economy. It went to the Supreme Court where they made the wrong decision. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Texas judge overturned Obamacare, so it will go back to the Supreme Court. But if Donald Trump is smart, he will wait until Ruth Bader Ginsburg is gone. That way, we will have a 5-4 lead in the Supreme Court, because Justice Roberts is not going to undo what he did. So why do we want to go back now? Let's just wait it out. Let's continue on with what Nancy Pelosi says. I love this. We're reaching out. We're giving the hand of friendship. Since when? Somebody tell me when the Democrats have been friendly toward us. As John McCain said, we want to reach across the aisle. Why? So they can cut your hand off? And she says, we'll find common ground. I'd like to know. Donald Trump's all about finding common ground. Let's do it. She's exactly right. He will work with them to find common ground. And you know what he'll do where they don't have common ground? He'll ignore them. He will put enough pressure on them to where they will give him what he wants. Did you check out what he said to Chuck Schumer? Chuck, you did it. It didn't work. And what he was going to say is, you did it over illegals. I'm doing it over legals. I love this fight. See, these are the type. This is a fight over principle. Let me put it a different way. You might be a non-fighter. And most people are. In normal life, things come up and you're a pacifier. You're like, you know, it's just not worth it. You know, I was driving the other day. Some guy just cut me off. You know what? It's not worth it. You know, he's having a bad day, whatever. He's mean mugging it off. No big deal. But if we were somewhere and it was a principled reason to fight, you know what happens? You fight. For Donald Trump, he's not picking sorry battles. He's not starting fights, for the record. He knows what needs to be done, and he's doing it. So I liken it to the Trade Center. World Trade Center gets blown up. It gets bombed, or planes flown into it. There was no convincing America what needed to happen. George Bush had a 92% approval rating the next day. Highest ever. Now, I don't know what was up with these other 8%. It goes to show you there's some people you're just never going to reach. But 92%. Trump understands the metrics. He understands the numbers. And he's saying, look, if you want to go this route, I'm going to convince people that America is doing it the right way. That putting America first and Americans first and sacrificing on my own. Every time they would laugh, oh, Trump lost $1 billion. I went, hey, you know what, America? Be happy. Be happy for a couple of reasons. One, that he could afford to lose $1 billion. See, because Trump's just going to write it off. He's going to say, look, my businesses lost money. I pay less in taxes. I can take advantage of the system that's in place. I'm going to do it. So, but you know what? I still got quite a few billions left. And what do you think is the marquee value of the Trump name now that he's president? Anybody want to take a guess? What do you think of a guy who, I don't know what he's worth, $5 to $10 billion. What do you think Trump will be worth when he's done? When he's running around the world saying, I want to build this, do that, whatever. Not that he needs it, because he'll be solidly in his 80s and he probably won't give a crap. But if he wants to leave a legacy to his kids, wait till he's done from presidency. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi goes on to say this. She says, she brings up the Founding Fathers. I love when the Democrats bring up the Founding Fathers because they have no respect for them. They don't care about them, but they brought it up. And she says, we want to unify. We don't want to divide. We want to unify. The party of division says they want to unify. But then the funniest part to me was she knew, and you could hear, I don't know who was calling it out, but the Fox reporters were calling out, what do you mean? You wanted to move this to behind closed doors? And she's like, no, we they're bringing up transparency. The Fox reporters. She didn't want to just say the reporters because she had to keep the media on her side. But then she goes on to say this, we didn't want to embarrass the president. You know, he didn't know what his numbers were. Yeah, a billionaire, graduate from Wharton, who does nothing except look at the numbers. Well, he didn't know what the numbers were, so we didn't want him to feel inadequate. That's why we wanted to take it behind closed doors. No. You want to know why they wanted to take it behind closed doors? Because what you saw was a public sodomy. Trump kicked the crap out of Pelosi and Schumer, and he made it look easy. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.